USA Radio News.
A call between President Joe Biden and Russia President Vladimir Putin can be summed up with this phrase: you've been warned.
While U.S. officials are tight-lipped about Thursday's phone call between Presidents Biden and Putin, the Kremlin is a lot more transparent. Putin's foreign affairs advisor, Yuri Oshenkov, says when President Biden warned Russia's Vladimir Putin with new sanctions against Russia if it takes further military action against Ukraine, Putin responded that such a move could lead to a complete rupture of ties between the nations. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Beloved actress, comedian, and American icon Betty White has died just weeks before a milestone birthday. According to TMZ, White passed away at her home just before 9:30 a.m. on Friday. White had the longest-running career for any woman in TV prior to her death. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
Severe storms are predicted in the south for the new year.
As most people are ringing in the new year, weather forecasters say a serious and severe weather outbreak could happen that might involve tornadoes. Showers are expected across Texas and much of the south. They say a cold front moving into the region and a strengthening area of low pressure along that front will cause thunderstorms. Warnings are out in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Tennessee. Heavy rain and possible flooding will also be a threat. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
The judges of a Michigan University sassy annual banished word list have a message for texting and tweeting Americans. Your wait what joke is lame. The phrase topped Lake Superior State University's lighthearted list of 10 winners, chosen from among more than 1,200 submissions of overused words or phrases. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
The state of New York said it will prioritize non-white people in the distribution of COVID-19 treatments in short supply. New York's Department of Health released a document detailing its plan to distribute treatments like monoclonal antibody treatment and antiviral pills. The plan includes a section on eligibility, including a line stating a person needs to have a, quote, medical condition or other factors that increase their risk for severe illness. Vice President Kamala Harris struggled to give a coherent answer during a Sunday interview on CBS when asked about the economy and inflation.
We have to address the fact that we got to deal with the fact that folks are paying for gas, paying for groceries, and are need solutions to it. So let's talk about that. Short-term solution includes what we need to do around the supply chain, right? So we went to the ports of Los Angeles, Long Beach, Savannah, Georgia, and said, hey, guys, no more 5 days a week, 8 hours a day, 24/7. Let's move the products because people need their product. They need what they need. We're dealing with it in terms of the long term, and that's about what we need to do to pass Build Back Better. It strengthens our economy.
In contrast to Harris's statement, many economic experts predict the increased spending proposals from President Joe Biden could make the problems much worse. And Novavax filed data Friday with the FDA to support clearance of its long-anticipated COVID-19 vaccine. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.